Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Joya Coon, you're the festival manager of the Cork Harbour Festival. It's the June bank holiday weekend. I remember coming in on a dragon boat from Crosshaven many years ago all the way into the city in weather like this, and I still stupidly forgot to bring sun cream because I'm Irish and we're stupid like that when it comes to things, when it comes to protecting ourselves in the sun. I won't make that mistake again because I was burnt to a crisp and that's not a good thing. But it was such a fun experience. So tell me how excited, well actually it must be a very busy weekend for you. Do you get to enjoy it?
It's a mega busy weekend, but we do get to enjoy it. You know, so many months of preparation go into organising Cork Harbour Festival and the flagship event Ocean the City, which is happening this weekend. So when it's finally arriving, we're all very excited.
For those who don't know, that's probably what the Dragon Boat was a bit of that Ocean to City. So what's that?
So the Ocean to City race is the flagship event of Cork Harbour Festival. The festival itself takes place from the 2nd to the 11th of June, so it kicks off tomorrow.
Gotcha.
And then on Saturday, 3rd of June, we've got Ocean to City. It's actually Cork Harbour's largest annual event, and it's also the biggest rowing and kayaking race in Ireland.
Oh.
And it attracts lots and lots of participants from all over Ireland and from beyond. So it's a very, very popular event, and we really we put on a great show.
Absolutely. And I mean, I'm looking at some of the pictures that you sent around with your press release, and like sometimes you can forget about how beautiful it is, you know, how beautiful a part of the world we live in and just how magnificent the setting is, and such a mix of styles. Cork is a mix of so many things, and you can see it in those photos.
It is, yeah. And you know, when you live in a place, you kind of forget what's right there on your doorstep. You know, the Riverlea and Cork Harbour, they're definitely like our biggest assets, our biggest natural assets that we've got here in Cork.
The second biggest natural harbour in the world, I'm led to believe.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no, and it's magnificent. And I always tell people, I say, if you've never been on the water, either on the river or in Cork Harbour, like you've missed out. You need to get online and join in all the festival fun, because like we have dozens of events that are happening on the water. Literally anything that you can do on the water, we've got it as part of the festival over the next 10 days.
Well, let me throw out a few of them. So, 2-hour evening rib tours, wildlife coastline tour with Cork Sea Safari, wheel of a power boat with Sail Cork, stand up paddle tour in the River Lee, Cork Greenway cycle tour if you want to stay on land. But 80 events, 50 events providers, 2nd to the 11th of June, Cork Harbour Festival, putting a spotlight on the wonder that is Cork Harbour. If you could pick out maybe one or two things just to wrap us up in our chat, because really the point is just to remind people it's on, to go to the website. I mean, that's the thing, that's where you'll find all the info, isn't it? And I am going to that right now, and it is corkharbourfestival.com. Very simple.
I suppose if I chose two things, I'm going to mention the Ocean of City as our flagship event this Saturday, 3rd of June. It starts in Crosshaven from around 11:30, and then it follows the harbour up past Cove, Monkstown, Passage West, Blackrock, and then it lands in the city around Lapsky around 1:30. It could be a tiny bit earlier because the easterly that we've got, but it'll be there about 1:30, and it'll be busy, busy, busy with about 550 participants crossing the finish line between 1:30 and about 3:30 on Saturday. And there's going to be a whole range of different boats that you can see on the water, about 30 different types, anything from kayaks, dragon boats, like you mentioned earlier, curraghs, longboats, gigs, stand-up paddleboards. It's all there. So it's a great, great event. It's free. It's really fun for the family. So I say come along to Ocean the City.
And the party's there on Laps Quay. Is it over in Port of Cork as well, or more on the Laps Quay side?
It's on the Laps Quay side now, yeah.
Really briefly, what's your last one then?
So the other thing I might mention is another really fun, free family event called Ireland's Funnest Family, which is happening next week Sunday, the Marina in Cork City. And it's organised by Let's Play Cork, and it'll be free. It's for the family. It's a playful twist on the fittest families. So it has all sorts of made up games. It's for all ages, all abilities. And it's just about having some fun along the marina, near the river, again, you know. And it's just one of the very, very many free events that are happening as part of the Cork Harbour Festival. So come along to the website and come check it out, because we'd like to see you there.
Or on all the socials. Joya Coon, thank you so much. Enjoy the weekend and the rest of the week too.
For more Red FM podcasts, go to redfm.ie/podcasts.